Next item then is what we have set aside for the Forest Trust Land Advisory Committee testimony. It's my understanding that there won't be formal FTLAC testimony today, but that there are other commissioners who would like to appear before the board. Hillary, can you let us know who we have here?
Yes, thank you. We have two commissioners. I believe Commissioner Dick Scouten from Washington County and Commissioner Kathleen Sullivan from Clatsop County. Kathleen and Dick, can you please engage your video and unmute yourself?
Okay. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Thank you.
Yes. I've got I think I have the microphone. Now we're working on the video. Okay.
Seems to be working.
Great. We can see both of you and hear both of you. Tom, you can, I guess, who wants to go first?
shall I go first? I'll just, this is Dick Scouten on the Washington County Board of Commissioners. And just briefly, I know that you know that we're a county of 600,000 plus residents now. And of course, water supply is an issue for us. In addition to being a very populous county now, we are also, as you probably well know, the third largest timber producing county as far as drawing trees from the state forest. And we have about 45,000 acres in the Tillamook State Forest. Yesterday, our board heard a presentation from Mike Caparata and Liz Dent and Stephanie Beal. And we, the board appreciated their presentation, and we just wanted to say to you, as we stated yesterday to them, that our board supports the greatest permanent value rule, and that the past board and our current board recognizes that timber harvest and revenues is, of course, very important, but that value to our residents, that our residents also value recreation, habitat preservation for fish and wildlife, and clean water. Our current board recognizes actions taken and supports actions taken by our prior board under resolution order number 13-27 back in April of 2013. And we continue to support that position and endorse efforts by the Oregon Department of Forestry and the Board of Forestry to implement conservation areas on state forest lands, including the Tillamook State Forest, and encourages the state policymakers to pursue a sound forest policy that acknowledges the values and benefits of all forest resources, including, again, to repeat myself, clean water, adequate fish and wildlife habitats, sustainable timber harvest and recreation. Again, to repeat myself, our board, just to make it clear, we support the Habitat Conservation Plan, and we appreciate the benefits of certainty that those plans can provide to the public for timber harvest. We look forward to seeing the Council of Forest Trust Land Counties meet again. There is Zoom. I've been the Washington County representative on that group, and I'm yet to actually, to attend the meeting. So I would urge Commissioner Yamamoto to figure out some way to start meeting. That's my statement. And I don't know if you have any questions for me, but I'll try to answer them.
Thank you very much. And I don't see any hands up, but we appreciate your testimony. Kathleen, why don't you go ahead, and then we'll see if we have questions for either or both. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. And thank you, Commissioner Scouten. Hello, my name is, thank you for the opportunity to speak today. My name is Kathleen Sullivan. I am a Clatsop County Commissioner. I serve as our county FTLAC representative. I'm also currently serving as the chairperson of our board of commissioners. But today, I am here speaking as an individual commissioner, not as a spokesperson for the entire board. I have and continue to support the work being done around establishing a habitat conservation plan on Oregon state forest lands, and HCP would offer certainty in both revenue and conservation. During my term, the Clatsop Board of Commissioners voted 3-2 to opt out of the Linn County lawsuit. I voted to opt out because I believe greatest permanent value mandates that our state forest lands be managed for revenue, recreation, and habitat. The Linn County lawsuit, as you know, is still being litigated. In fact, lawsuits and the threat of lawsuits remain a factor in managing state forests. Now, Clatsop County depends on the generous revenue received from state forest lands within the Clatsop County. We have no federal forest lands to speak of, nor school trust lands. We use the timber revenue received for essential services such as well as capital projects. It's important to be consistent and reliable funding, and the Habitat Conservation Plan could be thought of as an insurance policy for this timber revenue stream. It makes practical business sense compared to the take avoidance strategy. The process to determine the feasibility of an HCP, however, is a multi-year public process. And I want to thank Liz Dent, Brian Pugh, Cindy Komechuk, and staff, along with a team of stakeholders, working to explore the possibility of creating Habitat Conservation Plan on state forest lands. I appreciate the ongoing information that has been shared through this process online and in person. I also want to thank Oregon State Forester Peter Doherty and Board Chair Tom Imeson for their July 14th letter sent to all commissioners of the 15 trust land counties. I agree, and I'm also frustrated with the cancellation of FTLIC meetings since December 2019. The FTLIC has a role in advising the Board of Forestry as well as consulting each other on forestry-related issues. Clatsop County has not been consulted on the cancellations of the meetings, nor the statements brought to the Board of Forestry. I am worried about this continuing breakdown in process. What purpose does this silence serve? The challenges facing decision makers during this time of pandemic, economic disruption, social unrest, and climate disturbances can be overwhelming. I respect that more is being demanded not only of our citizens, but also our elected leaders. Still, decisions must be made. State forest lands still need to be managed. The Endangered Species Act is law. Ensuring consistent streams of timber revenue is vital for our trust land counties to provide essential services to our communities. I believe establishing an HCP will go a long way towards stability of both revenue and conservation. I am once again asking for open and transparent communication between the Forest Trust Land Counties in order that we may do the people's business in public. We are indeed in difficult times, but these times call for more communication, more listening, more compassion, not less. And finally, I would like to thank the Board of Forestry members for their continued extraordinary service during these unprecedented times. Nils Christofferson, Cindy Deacon-Williams, Michael Rose, Joe Justice, Jim Kelly, and Brenda McComb. Thank you for your service, and thank you for listening.
Thank you very much. Cindy Deacon-Williams has her hand up.
Yeah, I'd like to thank both of you for joining our meeting today and offering your comments. Like to encourage you, to the extent that you can, working with the full advisory committee, to come up with a regularization of your meetings and your comment process. I don't know if you were listening in when we heard from the Committee for Family Forests, but they just went through that sort of an effort to develop a charter and a decision and reporting and recommendation making procedures that are clear and transparent and ensure that we are getting the not only the consent recommendation from that committee, but also hearing the minority reports, should any exist. And to the extent that from within the Forest Trust Land Advisory Committee, you can encourage that group to regularize their procedures, it certainly would go a long ways toward elevating the utility of the recommendation that comes from that advisory committee. But meanwhile, thank you both very, very much for participating today and sharing your thoughts and views.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And
we're we're cutting out here. So I think we're ready to move on to our next item then.
Thank you.
Thanks again.